The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American. That's what I am. That's what I think.
And we're on the air?
We're on the air.
We're on the air already? Holy holy cow.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam. I mean, Sovereign Mind Radio. We didn't even know we were going hot yet. Anyway, good morning. Today is June 29th, 2014. My name is Mark Kent. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. And our guest today will be filmmaker
Joel Gilbert.
And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around big surprise on when we go on.
keeps us in line over there.
You did. Good morning, Bob.
I'm just standing over here yelling, going hot, going hot.
Yeah, well, we were in a conversation, I guess. So, anyway, we're streaming worldwide. This is KCNR 1460, and you can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook, Mark E. Kent, and I highly suggest that you do because that's probably a better place to get the news than any of the mainstream media mafias. I guess that's the MSM, mainstream media mafias, so that'd be the MSMM, sort of like the SS, only different. So anyway, the quote of the day is, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities.
Ah, there you go.
Very interesting. That's,
yeah,
that's
that
Voltaire, just
Voltaire?
In case, just in case you wanted to know. And so you know, we're we have our guest here, and I believe he's on the phone with us right at this point. And I was going to kind of give you a little bit of a bio here. Joel Gilbert, and he has been he's a filmmaker, and he's worked on several things. I've got here. He's been involved with InfoWars, and he also has been involved with the making, I believe, of Dreams of My Father, the Barack Obama life journey into socialism.
Yep.
So he's up to speed on our current president and usurper.
Yeah, he also has a new film out.
Oh, okay.
I do believe the name
Utopia? There's no place like Utopia?
That's it.
Kind of looks like a Russian letters theme there, too. I don't understand why.
I'm sure he'll explain it to us.
Yeah, it looks like the Emerald City. I'm not sure who the cast of the characters are.
The Wizard.
The Wizard.
There really isn't a wizard.
Unless maybe it's George Soros.
I don't know.
Anyway,
he'll enlighten us on this subject.
I think we have him on the line. Are you there, Joel?
Right here, sir.
Very good. Nice to have you on the show, and really anxious to talk to you about this kind of stuff because I've been on Obama since day one almost with this natural born citizen stuff and all kinds of stuff. This guy just we should call him the Teflon Don or something because it doesn't seem like anything sticks to him. But there sure is a lot of background here that nobody wants to talk about. So maybe you could tell us how you got involved, Joel, and give us your background, and then we could go from there.
Okay. Well, I've made many documentaries over the past 10 years, some on music history, on Bob Dylan and other music artists. And then I made a political documentary about Middle East politics. That's my area of expertise, Islamism and Middle East. So I made a film called Farewell Israel 2008, Bush, Iran, and the Revolt of Islam. And then my next film was called Atomic Jihad, called Obama's Politics of Defeat was the subtitle. And in researching that film, it was mostly about the Iranian nuclear program. I listened to about 200 speeches of Barack Obama looking for information on foreign policy positions. And in doing so, I noticed that when he spoke, whenever he spoke about the rich and the poor, he would suddenly get a new personality. He would start screaming. He'd put on his black preacher voice. He'd be all excited and happy. And then he'd go back to normal on the next subject. And he did that in every single speech. Hmm. So I realized this guy had a passion for class struggle. It was quite obvious. Even though the little I knew about him was that he went to Harvard Law and Ivy Leagues and an exclusive prep school. So I decided to read his book, Dreams from My Father, that focused on his life in the shadow of the Kenyan student, Obama. And in the book, right away, I saw it was his life journey in the little-known world of American Marxism. He talked about going to Occidental so he could study with Marxist professors. He admires Malcolm X. He goes to socialist scholars' conferences in New York, socialist education and groups in Chicago. And I also noticed that he talks about this guy Frank throughout the book. He says this guy Frank raised him, that he claimed was a friend of his grandfather. Frank Davis was this man. Also says that Frank gives him life advice. He's talking about Frank even after Frank is dead. He's over three continents, three decades. Frank is a major character in the book. So I decided to learn more about Frank, and I read Frank Marshall Davis has an autobiography called Living the Blues. And right away, you see all these photos of Frank Marshall Davis. They look exactly like Barack Obama, whereas Obama looked nothing like the Kenyan Obama. So that's what set me on an investigation into Obama's background. And pretty quickly, through all the evidence I accumulated, I realized that the Kenyan Obama was not his biological father. It was Frank Davis. Also, even by his own admission, Davis raised Obama and became his ideological mentor. So the problems therein are, number one, Obama lied about the paternity, which is bad enough. Okay, he lied about it. But he was raised by Davis and obviously indoctrinated by Davis. Frank Marshall Davis was one of the most hardcore communists out of Chicago from the 1930s and 40s and came to Hawaii acting as an agent for the Soviet Union to try to start a revolt in the trade unions to expel U.S. naval forces from Hawaii in 1948. He did lead a strike for 6 months that eventually failed. He was an organizer, communist organizer. Davis was later hauled before the House Un-American Activities Committee and had a 600-page FBI file. So Davis was a hardcore communist propagandist and a Soviet agent, and I realized that Obama is what we call a red diaper baby. That means the child of a Communist Party USA member and propagandist, as were all the leaders of the Weather Underground, SDS, people like Jeff Jones, Catherine Boudin, Bernadine Dorn. Their parents were all communists. USA members. So given that background, I realized that Obama was making a big effort to hide his true background, to hide his agenda, which was irreconcilable with American values. And I realized that America was in grave danger with this type of charlatan in the office of presidency that had a background and an agenda that he was hiding from the people, and that he was obviously starting to carry out his own agenda that nobody voted for. So I put together the film that explained his whole life history called Dreams from My Real Father that shows, number one, Frank Davis was his real father who became his ideological mentor, and it shows his entire life history in the little-known world of American Marxism. The Marxism has to rely on a big lie to be successful. It has to they learn to lie about their agenda, for example. The Obama's pals like Bill Ayers and these Marxist terrorists out of the 60s that were Obama's heroes, they would go around in the late 60s, early 70s saying, we want to destroy America. Let's bring down the Constitution and destroy the country. And in doing so, they bombed buildings and killed policemen, and they failed because it was evil. Nobody in their right mind would want to follow these people. They went underground, and when they came out in the early 80s, they decided and they realized that if they hide their agenda, and instead of saying, let's destroy the Constitution, they just say things like, we want to help middle-class families, we want to help poor people, that they would get a lot more support. And that's what they did over the last 30 years. They slowly infiltrated the American economy, media, and entertainment business for the last few decades. That's why Obama's election was not a sudden political phenomenon. It was the result of this stealth American socialist movement that took over the Democrat Party, such that today the Democrat Party has become a radical socialist party. And my new film, There's No Place Like Utopia, by the way, we're opening in Denver on July 18. It's going to be there five times a day for at least 3 weeks. Then we'll be expanding to 10 more cities and then nationwide. And tickets are available for Denver on Fandango.com. And, of course, the trailer and info is on theresnoplacelikeutopia.com. And in this film, I show the reality of progressivism in America. I show how the progressive movement, which was once called the communist movement, took over the Democrat Party. And I go to all these cities like Detroit, Chicago, Denver, Newark, and I talk to people who lived in these progressive cities that have been controlled by progressives for 50, 60 years. And I show that no one has been progressing. They've all been regressing. They all have a 60% unemployment, drug culture, bankrupt. This is the progressive policy, and this is what they've carried out in all these great American cities. So the film is kind of, I call it humorous and horrifying. I run around the country talking to people, hear a lot of stories, and I compare the progressive movement and Obama himself to the Wizard of Oz movie, and Obama himself as the wizard, because this is the analogy. You follow the yellow brick road for this magical wizard who's going to solve all your problems. He's going to make everything right for you.
Turns out
but
he's
in the Wizard of Oz, when they arrive to the Emerald City. What?
Turns out he's a fraud.
Get to Emerald City, it turns
there
out he's a nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sends Dorothy to the witch's castle, where she's taken prisoner in the dungeon. So in the movie, There's No Place Like Utopia, we look at, in history also, people followed Mao, Hitler, Stalin. This magical God on Earth is going to create a paradise on Earth for you, utopia. But when you get there, you get sent to the gulag or the collective farm, and you end up dead. So
Joel,
part of the film. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we need to go to a break and thank our sponsors, and then we'll come back on the other side with that and pick up. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Jose, can you see by dawn's early light, cross the border we sailed as the gringos were sleeping? What bus rides and bright stars, we like red, green, and white. On the day that we marched, we were gallantly screaming. And the rally was where we waved flags in the air as proof in daylight that our flag was not theirs. Jose, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Holy land of weak knees, in the sea no one's brave.
Yeah, that's probably not too far out of whack, considering what Obama's been doing down on our border. Another example of,
being out of control and no wizard.
What gets me is when you hear the mainstream media, it just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Well,
it makes perfect sense.
It makes absolutely perfect sense if you've got a Manchurian candidate traitor in the White House who's a communist. I mean, am I missing something here, Joel, or is it just me?
Joel?
Well, you've got a good short synopsis, certainly, that Obama hit his agenda. He hit his agenda. He said he would cut the deficit in half. He said we have the most transparent government in history. Everything he promised, he had no intention of keeping.
Yep.
It was a stealth agenda that he knew if he told people that he was going to go around Congress, double the deficit, keep a secret government, use the IRS to suppress the vote and disenfranchise voters of conservatives, nobody would have voted for him.
Sure.
So he had to keep it secret, and that's the socialist Marxist game plan, is they use a big lie to get into power, and then once they take power, they use the tools of state, as in the IRS, to keep a permanent hold on power illegally.
What do you think about this? About this last Supreme Court decision on the recess appointments? I mean, I was really pretty shocked that they decided 9-0 against Obama, taking that power. Did you find that at all shocking?
Not really, because the game plan that they have is to do everything they can to undermine the Constitution.
No, what I'm saying is they actually ruled against Obama in this decision this last week. Yeah,
I understand. But the way they operate is they do everything they can possibly think of to undermine the Constitution, undermine the rule of law. And they everywhere they can get away with it, they do.
Right.
So they haven't really been stopped. They got away with Fast and Furious. They suppressed the information from the DOJ. They got away with the Benghazi scandal. They got away with the IRS suppression so far. So you figure they're just going to keep on pushing on every front that they can to undermine the Constitution. Now, they're probably more shocked than we are that they got away with it for so long in so many areas. So they do expect, once in a while, they do expect to have some congressional or judicial opposition. But that just tells them to go work on another area.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was surprised that his supporters that he appointed on the Supreme Court actually voted against him. But, you know, the old communist theory of two steps forward, one step back, I guess, is right. Now, you know, all of this sounds really radical, you know, and of course there's the people out there that don't believe any of this. And I'm assuming that's what you're trying to do is give people documented information and information, truthful information to show what's going on here. You know, is that your game plan to convince the masses for a better, you know, lack of better verbiage there?
Well, the new film, There's No Place Like Utopia, gives the whole history and background of progressivism, and it shows the reality of progressivism today. And I talk to a lot of people with real experiences, so people can see the film and come to their own conclusion. But my job was and is to give a informational big picture story so that people can see the perspective of what's really going on.
Interesting stuff. You know, we'd have never thought that this was going to be in our country. You know, I've been kind of, you know, on the Federal Reserve and a few other things for a long time. But this guy has just taken it to a new level, and I think people are starting to wake up. I think they're starting to see that there's definitely something wrong here, and the economy is definitely going to get worse. But, you know, do you think he's just running out the clock here?
No, I think they have an ideological agenda. And from Obama's point of view, even though we look at the news and say, oh, he's failed here, he's failed there, foreign policy, things are going wrong, from Obama's point of view, he's successful. His job, when he came to Chicago and worked in the communist organizations, was to agitate the minorities and divide and polarize the community in Chicago and then use that discontent to take power. So his job and his life journey, just the fact that he's in the White House, is to agitate the population and divide and polarize the country. That's what he does every day. And from his point of view, he's successful at it. And he's continuing with it. And I'm sure every effort's going to be made that after the 2016 elections to find a, you know, a clone of Obama that can continue the revolution.
Yeah, so we have a divide and conquer strategy, basically, is what you're saying here. And, you know, that's the end game, is to agitate, to maybe get enough rioting going and so forth when the economy suffers so much that we have a martial law thing. Do you think that's the game?
No, I don't agree with that. It's a stealth agenda to slowly make the country socialist without anyone ever realizing that how it happened. And they do it through creating huge dependency culture with food stamps and health care, by diminishing the power of the United States, by depleting the ability of the middle class to support the free market system. It's a comprehensive strategy of a stealth revolution to destroy the American Constitution and way of life. And it started way back in 1917. It was the Bolshevik Revolution, and then it came in waves. There was a very big Communist Party in the United States in the 30s, very powerful. They went down after World War II, after the demise of Stalin, and they came back in the 60s. Then they went back down in the 70s, and they've been slowly coming back with this stealth agenda. As I said, they no longer say, we want to bring down America. They say, we want to help people. Yeah. The agenda is the same.
Well, you know, are we pushing towards a world government? I mean, the old saying is that all wars are bankers' wars, and I'm sure there's connection between the bankers and the communists and so forth. As far as, you know, central banking is, you know, one of the platforms of the Communist Manifesto. You know, do you hit any of that in your film at all?
No, I don't go into that at all. The film shows how people follow these magical wizards, thinking they're going to achieve paradise, utopia. That's the agenda that organizes the left, the idea that we can create a paradise on earth, that everything is a step-by-step progress in history, and that if you just follow these gods on earth, like Mao or Stalin or Obama, that everything's going to work out for you just perfectly. But in reality, we know from history, as soon as someone says, I've got the perfect formula for social change, you better ask yourself, what stripes are my uniform going to be this time?
Yeah, and then
you're going to prison.
Unless it's God coming down and telling you he's got the perfect solution, I'm pretty sure that it's probably going to be a screwed up mess. So you think the end result is that we have the slow takeover like we're having, and there's no violent upheaval?
This is a stealth effort that was made with a hidden agenda that Obama is implementing on every level of the federal government. They're trying to bring these failed policies that they executed in Detroit and Chicago and everywhere else that has bankrupted and destroyed those inner cities. They've brought this agenda to Washington, and they're trying to impose it on every small town in America to eliminate the middle class and create one big lower class with a group of political elites who control the wealth and control the government.
Now,
that's the game plan.
Is this, do you think there's any connection to the UN and Agenda 21 and all of that stuff as well?
No. These are Marx, radical Marxists out of Chicago. They've had the Communist Party USA in Chicago since the late 20s, and Obama's real father, Frank Marshall Davis, was a leader of the communist movement in Chicago and moved to Hawaii, and all the evidence I've presented shows that Obama was indoctrinated by Davis, and he's following the dreams from his real father all the way back to Chicago and then the White House.
Wow. Listen, now we need to go to a break, and then we'll come back, and let's talk about some solutions and what we can do.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
It almost sounded like he hung.
All hail the Messiah, Obama, Obama, the faster than you, socialist.
Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio, flirting with disaster here. You know, I mean, it's pretty hard to ignore all these facts, even though the mainstream media has been doing that fairly successfully. You know, there's been so many blackouts that even you can't even keep track of them anymore. But they just black out all this information, and you know, or discredit it. You're just a nut job. Anybody that talks about anything that's truthful or has documentation,
right,
or
and
facts,
and you know, people forget about it, or they think people forget about it in doing so. You know, we do a 30-second blip on it, and then it goes away. And
people are starting to not let it go because of the economy. You know, the end result is that if you implement these policies, you end up, you know, looking like Detroit. And Detroit is, you know, the other day they shut off the water to 92,000 customers, I think it was, because they couldn't pay their water bills. And then they called the UN to come in to help them, you know, I mean, because it's inhumane. You know, it's a human right to be able to have your water for free, whether you can pay for it or not. And so it's just, it's imploding. It's a total disaster. So, anyway, let's talk about some solutions if we can, Joel. Maybe we can head in that direction and figure out a way to maybe help this problem get better.
Well, the solution is knowledge. In the 1960s, the United States government mobilized Hollywood, people like Ronald Reagan, John Wayne, education in schools on every level, explain to people what communism is. Ronald Reagan shot a film called The Truth About Communism. They were constantly educating people to show that people like Mao Zedong, when you follow this guy and you have a collective government, a communist system where the leader is God on earth, that you end up dead.
Yeah.
This is what we educated people in the 60s, and that's why communism and Marxism were rejected.
Well, you end up always with a dictator. You know, it always sounds good, utopia and all this stuff, but you end up usually typically with a dictator or a group of dictators. But you talk about worshiping the dictator there. I mean, look at North Korea. This guy is actually, you know, if you ever watched the documentary Kim Jong-il, they treat this guy, they actually have to worship him. They say that he's God at the end result, and there's only one.
They have to.
Yeah, there's only one penalty in North Korea, my understanding is. Anything you do, it could be stealing a pack of bubble gum is death.
Yeah.
Well, this is the fantasy of a utopia. Instead of paradise in heaven, it's paradise on this earth with God on earth at the head of the utopian fantasy. But education is the only thing that will help. You ask me what's going to help. So in the 60s, we had this strong education throughout the government. With the demise of the Soviet Union and several generations later, we don't have a group of population that understand what communism is, what Marxism is, and how it seeks to destroy the middle class and take power for themselves. I think my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, does go a long way toward educating people and showing the history and the reality today of what Marxism is and where it came from and what it's doing today in America.
I like to believe that the tide is turning, and I think the game changer is the internet and communication. I think you're right, absolutely, the answer is education. But that education is getting a lot easier to access to anybody who wants to. You know, like your film, for example, and there's a lot of other people coming out of the woodwork here with stuff to show people. But the internet is starting to change the game, that you can have instant access to all this information.
Well, I don't agree that it's as helpful as you might think. For example, part of the strategy of the Democrat Socialist Party, as I call them, is to start these big lies that make people emotional and divide the country. The big lie that Obama began a couple years ago was that the upper-income people don't pay their fair share of income taxes, that all these middle-class people are paying more than upper-income people. It's a complete and total lie. Anybody could just jump on Google and look at the U.S. tax code, and you'd immediately see that the upper income pay the top taxes, the middle pay the middle, the lower pay none. So even though they know that you can easily Google this and debunk their lie, today they're still promoting that same lie, that upper income don't pay a fair share of taxes. So it has to do with they're manipulating and taking advantage of people that they know will simply accept what they say without looking into it. It's a very evil idea.
Well, I think what they're doing there, and there's some truth, I believe, to the fact that the, you know, when they talk, you got your poor, your middle class, and your rich, but then there's also this group of
you know, globalist internationalists that super rich that run their stuff offshore and don't pay that. And I think those guys that are running the show, the communists, you know, they want everybody else to pay the tax as long as they don't pay the tax. So, you know, I think there might be a little glimmer of the truth that a lot of these guys figure out ways to legally or illegally avoid the tax. Those are the guys that are running the show.
Okay, Linda, are you going to chime in here a bit?
I was just letting you guys go, you know. I can see your point, and a lot of it, like with the education piece and stuff we were talking during the break, that you can see with the younger generation going around wearing, you know, Mao T-shirts and stuff, where they're slowly, you know, not getting the proper education that they need. Now, I don't know whether, you know, I think the Internet's a good changer for that. But I also think that we need to be more engaged, and we need to get out the message more about really what the agenda is. Whether we disagree on everything that Obama's doing, you know, we're all going to have our opinion. But at the same time, we all come to the same agreement. We're headed down the wrong road here. And Obama, you know, we know that we're going to end up with losing all of our freedom, and we're running out of time. And it takes all of us together to make this happen.
Okay, well, do you have a question for me?
Do I have a question for you? I hadn't thought about it, but, you know, what would you suggest as far as the education piece?
I suggest everybody call everybody that they know in Denver, Colorado, and tell them to go see There's No Place Like Utopia. It's opening July 18 at the UA Colorado Center 9 in IMAX next to Dave and Buster's. And you can see the trailer again. It's theresnoplacelikeutopia.com.
Okay. And if they're not able to go see the movie or anything, what other suggestions do you have? You know, we're talking about education. And it's not just the younger people. Don't get me wrong here. I mean, there's a lot of older people that need some education on communism and Marxism as well. What can we do together to help get out the message, not just the movie, but what else could we do with inside our own community, maybe? Or can we get your movie here in Redding, California, and have a showing of it here in Redding, California?
I think I've been talking to some folks on your end about trying to arrange that. I think we're working on that. In the meantime, it's just a question of, you know, people's attention span today with all the different technologies much, much shorter. And so when they repeat these lies over and over from the White House, and it's simply repeated in the mainstream media, it's very hard for people to know otherwise. Part of the...
Well, they get lazy.
Part of the assault of the lies is demonizing the Republicans and the Tea Party groups, for example. Today, the entire rhetoric of the Democrat Party is simply rhetoric of good and evil. They present a storyline that we're trying to help people. We want progress. We want to help people with health care. We want to give people extra money for unemployment benefits. And the Republicans are trying to stop that. They're selfish. They don't want to share.
We don't love the children. We don't love the dogs or anything.
Right. We want equality, marriage equality, racial equality, and the Republicans are trying to stop it. So it's just their entire narrative is about good and evil. They don't discuss any of their policies. This is an extreme radicalization of the Democrat Party. And the Republicans, the Tea Party groups, are regularly called, you know, racist. And
amongst other things we're called.
Do you think that any of the higher-up Republicans of the old guard are kind of been working in conjunction with the Democrats?
Well, if you look what just happened the last few days in Mississippi, Thad Cochran was supported by Haley Barbour's PAC, and they've worked very closely with Democrat groups around Mississippi. We know that there were payoffs. We know that there were allegations of racism against McDaniel and the Tea Party and so on, and they used that to inflame and manipulate low-educated African-American voters to get them to cross party lines and vote for Thad Cochran. So the establishment Republicans, we see just in the last few days how they have banded together with socialists to try to keep a hold on power. It's definitely time to ask out loud or even assume that the establishment Republicans were in on the IRS scandal with the Democrats to suppress the Tea Party and the conservative organizers. We're at that point where we have to ask that question or even assume it was true unless proven otherwise.
I have to agree with you. I see everything as a divide and conquer strategy. Not everything, but obviously a big portion of this. And the demonization is Saul Alinsky stuff. You know, I mean, it's always, you know, like you say, no policy issues. It's about, oh, those guys are racist. Those guys are this. Republicans against the Democrats. The gays against the straights. The rich against the poor. And that's the way they operate on every level, it seems to me.
Well, if you saw my film, Dreams from My Real Father, you'll notice that this entire methodology of the radical left that Alinsky wrote about in his book, Rules for Radicals, that this comes straight out of the Chicago mob. Alinsky was a honorary member of the Chicago Mafia. He hung out with Al Capone for 2 years, and he even says openly, he said, I got all my strategies for organizing the left from my time in the Mafia. And that you can obviously see that that's the methodology today. It's do anything and everything to take power, and no matter the rule of law.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and that's, they've been demonizing the Tea Party from day one, and it's still working fairly well with most of these guys. How do you combat that? How do you say, if I call you a racist, how do you combat that? How do you prove, they don't have to prove it. They just have to make the allegation.
Well, they make the allegation and it inflames and hurts people.
Yep.
And if they find a successful formula for taking power and using people to get their votes, they're going to use it. So we need a very strong, education on for all everybody. I think my film "There's No Place Like Utopia" helps in that effect. And the Republicans need a good leadership. Really, the Democrats. There's no opposition within the Democrat Party, but the Democrats need a new leader who will be honest and not manipulate people in this way.
All right, with that, we need to go to a break again for our sponsors.
One more break, yeah, and then we can come back from the break.
And then we can finish out the hour. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
Our story. Business owners are slashing employee hours due to the new healthcare law. But first, news of a missing white person.
Wake up in the morning, 10 minutes late. I hit the snooze like a Chris Brown date. I brush all my teeth, I'm driving, and I'm on my way. But I'm bored when I walk into the joint. I'm more confused than Joe Namath with a coin. My boss's memo says starting today. I'm working 1-2-5. My hours keep on falling.
Now I'm not full time.
The creditors keep calling, said I could keep my plan. I'm no longer a believer. New deductible so high you think it's devil's giving the people. I'm working 1-2-5. Not trying to be controversial, but I'm home and I'm watching J.G. Wentworth commercials. Say goodbye full time and hello to underemployment, cause I'm working fewer hours than a Fatty Bird high school. No, I'm no longer out there toiling. My work schedule is less complete than a Sochi toilet. For the New York Times telling me it's liberating. From what it isn't clear, I guess employee compensation.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I found out where I came from.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny.
My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
You put your shoes in this, you put your bag in that, you put your personal items in a tiny plastic bag. I do the pokey pokey and I touch you all around. That's what it's all about.
Hi, I'm from the TSA, the only government agency that can check the status of both your flight and suppository. Not familiar with TSA security regulations? Well, come on!
You put your arms like this, you spread your legs like that. We send the pictures back and maybe to the internet. We do the pokey pokey and we touch you all around. That's what it's all about.
And while we check out pictures of your naked body, we're also checking out the contents of your bag. Ooh, looks like somebody's about to wage a jihad against plaque.
Please put your shoes in this. Please go take off your shoes. It seems we can't communicate with anything that's wearing shoes. We do the pokey pokey and we touch it all around. That's what it's all about.
And if you're not comfortable with the government taking naked pictures of your body, no problem. Here's how you opt out.
You put your rights in that, your dignity in this. I rub you up and down because you don't want the naked pics. I do the pokey pokey and I touch it all around. That's what it's all about.
Here at TSA, we're always employing the latest in terrorist profiling procedures, like these.
We touch a kid like that, we grope a kid like this, we touch them up and down because they might be terrorists. We do the pokey pokey because we somehow are allowed. That's what it's all about.
You're welcome, America.
Sorry, we try to be entertaining here.
Gotta have fun once in a while, you know?
Try to have a little fun with this anyway, yeah.
Very serious stuff, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, I was looking at your website, Joel, joelgilbert.net, and I got to say, you look a little bit like Dylan.
Yeah, I do. I do look a little like Dylan. I have a tribute band. It's a look-alike, sound-alike recreation of Bob Dylan's music.
Nice.
And I've been doing that for a long time, and some of Dylan's original band members actually are in my band, so it's a lot of fun. And when you see my movie, you'll actually you'll see that the background music, all the music in all my films, is done by members of Bob Dylan's band. So it kind of sounds like a Bob Dylan album sometimes.
That's kind of cool, though.
That's really cool. I can't wait to get a look at the movie because, you know, we're cut from the same cloth. We might not agree on everything, but, yeah, I just try to talk about the different aspects of things. So I hope I didn't offend you by anything. But anyway, so let's go back to where we were at with the education and
the solution.
Yeah, I guess it's the, you know, and get the message out there as much as you can, Joel. Where can people get a hold of you at? We got about 5-8 minutes left here, or whatever. But you know, how do people get the movie? You know,
where can they go maybe to look up some of the information that you're talking about in your movies in regards to what's going on?
Okay, good. Well, you can certainly see my website. My personal site is joelgilbert.net. To get tickets to the world premiere and any showings afterwards in Denver, you go to fandango.com for the There's No Place Like Utopia. It starts July 18th. And certainly There's No Place Like Utopia.com has the film trailer, quite a bit of information on the press page and also the theaters page. You've got the listings there, and also if you do want to bring No Place Like Utopia to your town, there's a link there. What we do is after we premiere in Denver, we're trying to go to 10 cities and then nationwide. So we've got hundreds of emails already. If you send an email, just say, please bring There's No Place Like Utopia to my town. We send those out to all the theaters everywhere when we expand, and that helps a lot.
Very good.
Okay.
Are you going to be on DVD at some point, too, and sell the DVDs?
DVDs are released and also video on demand typically 3 to 4 months after the theatrical release. So we won't be on DVD with this film until the fall.
Okay.
We're hoping everyone will come support the film in the meantime.
Yeah, we'll try to get as much of this word out as we possibly can to promote the film and what you're doing, because I think you're doing...
Yeah, it would be great if we could bring it up here to Reading, because we have quite a few people that attend the Tea Party, that now that we've talked about the Tea Party and how radical we are
well,
here in the North State,
well,
you know.
We'll get the State of Jefferson guys maybe involved in the Tea Party, and we'll try to get as much support for you as we can, Joel.
Oh, I sure appreciate it. Well, thanks for having me on today.
Very good.
We're glad you came on, and we'd like to have you back in the future. I know we have a few more minutes, but I'm sure that your work isn't done and your education, getting the education piece out there isn't done. So we want to make sure that we keep people updated to what's going on and the information, the right information, the truth out there.
Okay, well, I'm doing my part, and I know you've seen Dreams from My Real Father, and this film is a good follow-up because it shows the entire background and history and ideology, the methodology of the left to create this paradise on earth, this utopia, where if you just follow the yellow brick road, this magical wizard will do everything for you. And in the film, there's a feature of this lady named Peggy Joseph. You might remember her from the 2008 election. People kind of made fun of her because she was caught on camera saying that Obama was going to pay her mortgage and pay for her gas.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember her.
Yeah.
So she's actually in the film. I tracked her down, and sure enough, she said, you know what, I was just caught up in the emotion of the moment. And, in fact, she did some reading and educated herself and realized that Obama was not who he said he was, and she's not an Obama supporter anymore. So
really?
I thought that was pretty significant.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think a lot of them are probably starting to flip now because, you know, it's just like if you live in Detroit, I mean, they've been following these policies for, what, 50, 80 years? And, you know, man, you could buy a house there for a buck because it's just so bad that, you know, there's nothing left there. And that used to be the Motor City. I mean, that was at one point, you know, one of the biggest producing cities in the country.
Well, I go to Detroit, Chicago, Newark, and the people I talk to, it looks like you're at a CPAC convention. They don't want any part of progressivism. They don't want government handouts. They don't want amnesty for illegals. They're not interested in smoking marijuana. Some of the biggest supporters of the Tea Party, really, today, are these inner-city folks that have suffered from progressivism for 50, 60 years. And you'll
wow.
see that in the film.
Wow, that's great. Well, listen, we want to just thank you again for coming on, Joel. And like I say, if we can get you back, that'd be awesome. But, you know, we appreciate all the good work you're doing, and we look forward to seeing the film.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right,
have a great day.
Bye-bye.
There
Bye.
You go. So that was a great guest, and, you know, he had a lot of good stuff to say.
A lot of good information. It'd be real interesting to see the film and the other, you know, the previous film, Diaries of My Real Father.
Yeah, Dreams of My Real Father.
Dreams. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was, it's good stuff. And, you know, I've been following this Obama thing for a long, long time. And just amazing how much the mainstream media has blacked it out.
Well, you know what's good about some of these movies, too, that maybe with people that have younger people in their house or know, it might be easier for them to give them a DVD or something and say, hey, take a look at this. Watch this movie.
Yeah, the real,
and maybe it will help them get
you know,
more educated.
The real thing is that the people that try to shoot this stuff down will not do their homework. So they either will not investigate it to see what's true, or they just you know don't care if it's true or not because they have another agenda. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, either the stuff that we've been telling you is true, and if it's true and you don't take the time to look at it and see if
right.
it's true, then you know you can't say that you're concerned about the country and you're a patriot, because you know you can question a person's patriotism who is not going to do diligence to protect the country from, you know, inside or out.
Well, no matter where they're getting their information from, they need to question and do their homework.
Sure.
And do their, you know, no matter what it is, whether it has to do with politics or whatever, if you just take it for granted because somebody told you that was it, well, that's not a good thing either.
And what Joel's saying, I believe, is true, because at the end of the day, if we don't stop this, people are not going to be living in utopia. They're going to be living in Detroit.
And that's not a good place because this is these policies are
yeah, there's very few at the top. Most of us are going to be all at the bottom.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
So another one in the can. We appreciate everybody listening. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. And this is 1460 KCNR. And I guess I got to say it one more time. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I'm just a simple man, working with my hands. Oh, believe me.
Freedom is the only. All right, thank you, Mark and Linda. Don Shulman is next here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
The U.S. is said to be playing a role as the Iraqi military tries to take back the northern city of Tikrit from Sunni insurgents this weekend. Iraqi officials say the army is coordinating its efforts with the U.S. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says, be careful.
For us to jump in and try to take sides and put money in there or airstrikes or forces right now, not knowing who the friendlies are and not knowing if any equipment that we send over there will get in the hands of ISIS, all we do is exasperate the problem.
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. The alleged mastermind of the attacks on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya, has begun what is expected to be a long legal process with a not guilty plea in federal court yesterday. The case of Ahmed Abu Qatala also represents a high-profile test of the Obama administration's goal to prosecute